Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen, Steve Harvey. Why don't you join me? Yeah, yeah.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, steady trying to be about the business too, y'all. I'm doing all I can. But you know what's crazy? In the efforts that I make, I can do more. You know, my father used to tell me something when I was growing up. He said, son, when you've done your best and you've done all you can, sit still for a second and just do a little bit more. Always remember that. He said, when you've done the best you can and you can done all you can think of, he said, sit still for a minute and do some more. And you know what I've discovered in my life? I always have a little more. I ain't ever just out. Completely. I can't take another step. There ain't another breath in me. There ain't another thought I can produce. I'm never completely out, man. Just take a rest for a minute, man. And then just do a little bit more. And that I can't tell you how many times that's helped me get over the top. You know, I was watching a documentary about people climbing Mount Everest and how difficult climbing Mount Everest was. And how they have on the hill something called like a death zone or killing zone where the majority of people run out of oxygen and they have to turn back. Well, what's crazy is it's right in view of the summit. You can actually see the top of Mount Everest from there. But it's that little bit that's left that's just most difficult. Now, I forgot all the reasons why they said most people don't make it from there and more people have lost their lives in that area. I don't know what it is. But the people that make it to the top of Mount Everest, they all had to go through that same zone or that same area. But they had a little bit more that allowed them to get to the top. You know, a lot of people have had accidents up there trying that, so I'm not even really sure if Mount Everest analogy is a good one. But let's just break it down a little bit more. Let's just talk about life. There's a poem I learned back when I was pledging. It's called Don't Quit. The author's unknown, but the poem was called Don't Quit, and I had to memorize it. I memorized this poem when I was 18, 19. But the poem stayed in my head. I'm going to try to remember it right now. I'm going to say it for you. But there's a stanza in it that talks about how many a fellow has turned about when he might have won had he stuck it out. So don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. You know, that's a stanza that always sticks out in my mind. I'm going to say, I can memorize one. Hold on, right. Okay, this is the poem. The author is unknown. The name of the poem is Don't Quit. It goes like this. If I make a mistake, I'm just trying to drum it up. So here we go. It says, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when your funds are low and your debts are high, when you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when cares are pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't quit. For life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us must sometimes learn. And many a fellow has turned about when he might have won had he stuck it out. So don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and a faltering man. And often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learns too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out. It's your silver tint of your clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight. When your hardest hit is when things seem worst that you mustn't quit. I remember it because I had a special method of helping you remember stuff back then, but I remembered it. And that poem right there has kept me. You know, we often talk about scripture and everything, and I don't see how I could live without it. But every now and then, man, somebody has a writing. God puts a writing on somebody's heart that delivers a message, man, that can help people. I use every motivational tool that I possibly can to climb this ladder of success or try to be the best father and the best husband I can be. I've done a lot of changing over the years, and so have you. But change is necessary in order to grow. If you don't make changes, folks, you can't grow. I was a young man on my set. I kept looking at him, man, a sharp little young dude just on my set. And he had these dreads, and I mean, they were super long, man. They were well below the middle of his back. I mean, they were just long. And he kept talking to me, and he kept talking to me and talking to me. Now, I know somebody gonna take this the wrong way, but this is my story, so, you know, feel how you want to feel. I already know the emails is coming. You talking about it? So young man kept talking to me, and I said, hey, man, you know, you do your a huge self a favor in the business you're in if you got a haircut. You would do yourself a huge favor. I said, your image is everything, man. I said, you keep stopping me in the hallway to try to tell me what you're doing, what you are. But all I see is your hair. And I keep trying to figure out what you're doing with all that hair, man. Now, you can feel how you want to feel, but I'm like an employer. I employ people. So when I'm walking through the hallway and I try to think of you traveling with me and you sitting in a meeting with me, I try to imagine you in your suit sitting there talking business with me. And so just like other employers are, I'm just having a real story with you. So I said, man, you ought to consider cutting your hair. He said, man, Mr. Harvey, I've been growing this hair since I was a little boy. I said, how old are you now? He said, 28. I said, well, how long you want to hang on to what you was when you was a little boy? You know, if you started growing your hair when you were a teenager, I mean, you're 28 now. And I said, so let me help you understand something. Let me ask you something. What does it do for you? He said, man, it's just who I am. I said, so you your hair? He said, no, but it's a part of me. I say, that part of you that you're hanging on to, what does it do for you? I just like it. Well, dog, I like ice cream. But if I hang on to ice cream and eat ice cream every single day, my body gonna reflect that. What is it that you're hanging on to that you don't want to let go of, that's prohibiting you from being what all you can be? See, it's hard to be what all you can be if you want to keep being all you was. Don't that make sense to you? So I can't tell you how many times I've had to change. Change is necessary to grow. you can't be all you can be if you want to keep hanging on to all you was. That don't make no sense. How do you go forward if you keep going backwards? You can't stay here and go there. Do you understand that? If you want to go over there, you must remove yourself from right here. Oh, I got right here is comfortable. I got right here is safe. But over there is where the shade is. Over there is where the fruit is. Over there is where the opportunity is. Over there is where the mountain of gold is. So why you stuck on here? You got to leave here to go over there. You can't be all you can be if you want to stay stuck on who you was. Change is growth is necessary, y'all. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, this is it. This is Steve Harvey Morning Show. What'd you think it was? We're here. We're live. We're off the chain. I mean, geez, how can I tell it to you? We're the absolute best. No, really, we are. What's up, Sharon?
Hey.
I'm tired of that.
He dropped that
hey,
fast.
Steve, yeah.
Yeah,
huh? What
gonna
happened?
Let that go right there. I don't know. It's too much energy to do that. Plus, that ain't me, so what's happening? Yeah. Carla, what's going on?
Whoa, you exhausted, huh?
Whoa, myself out with that little ignorant opening.
Good morning, crew. What's up?
Well, happy sad, junior boy.
Morning, Unc.
Hapsit. Hapsit.
And what should I call Tommy from now? Scheduling conflict.
Thomas Miles.
Oh, man. Hell. That, man. You know, man, I've never really cared for Thomas Miles.
Wow.
But that's his name, Steve.
Okay.
See, so all, you want him to change his name now?
See, all growing up, it was Tommy.
No, see, it's not the name per se. It's the persona of the name.
That go with it?
Yeah, Thomas Miles is very difficult to deal with, is what I'm saying. Nephew Tommy is so damn stupid.
You love
so
that.
Where's the middle ground, Shirley? You got Nephew Tommy, you got Thomas Miles. Where is the...
It can't be Tom.
It can't be Tom.
I won't be your Tom.
Yeah.
But where in the middle?
T. Miles.
Where's the dude that I play golf with? And,
right.
Yeah,
here.
He's in the middle. I hear that.
Yeah, that ain't Nephew Tommy that be out there. He be a little more serious. But then he know he can't play, so he don't take himself too serious. Ain't Thomas.
Yeah, or the Tommy that takes us out to dinner and pays for everything.
What do y'all call him?
Tommy. He's Thomas.
Yeah.
He's Thomas. He's just a different
call
Thomas.
Call me the chick.
Yeah.
No, Thomas Miles. When you say the whole name, you get all that.
How about T?
Well, just Thomas.
T. Miles.
Don't
T. Miles.
T. Miles.
Yeah. I can't call him T. T. Miles.
So T. Miles is the middle ground?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that's the dude that
most.
That's when you well like. That's what a lot of people like you as. T.
But
Miles.
Can I say this?
So that was
nobody likes Thomas Miles.
So his ass
is so bougie.
So he extra, ain't he?
So, when I was in the hospital and he came with it, that was T. Miles.
Yeah.
Well, I was crying so hard.
That wasn't Nephew Tommy. That was T. Miles.
That was T. Miles.
Oh, yeah. That's not Nephew.
Yeah. No, that's T. Miles. The one you like. Thomas. I can deal with Nephew Tommy, but in very short doses.
But Thomas, though.
Like the radio show, and then that's it.
Yeah.
I do his ass for 4 hours, and then I got to go.
But Thomas, though.
Thomas Miles, man,
ooh,
I can't do
Lord.
None of him.
And we all
let
say it together.
Something.
Oh, he's
let me
Thomas
ask
today.
Go
he's
ahead,
Thomas
ask
today.
Me.
I'm not.
Okay, so you're saying Thomas and Thomas Miles are two different people.
Yes.
I'm right here.
That's what I'm saying.
T. Miles is the cool one.
I like
Thomas. I like T. Miles.
Thomas Miles, that's the one that...
Everybody's like, oh, he's Thomas Miles
think he
today.
Know every damn thing.
So,
he's making...
Yeah, Thomas and Thomas Miles, they're kind of the same, Carla.
So Thomas Miles sent me a W-2.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
Okay.
We'll be back with something funny. We're going to talk about vacations. It's on a lot of people's minds right now. We'll be back at 32 after the hour. T-Miles.
I did send him a W-2.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Americans may not take all their vacation days. Whew. Everybody on this show can agree to that except for one person.
Mm-hmm.
I say so.
I'm not talking about you this time.
Okay. Oh, no. Him? Oh, no.
He take all his at once.
He take his and some of ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't doing nothing with your little rugged ass life. Let me have that week you got laying over there.
Vacation days, sick days, whatever he can take off, he does it. Is he sick on his sick days? Uh-uh.
No, no, that's golf week.
Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
No, we're talking about you. Okay. Americans may not take all their vacation days, but that does not mean that we don't spend a lot of time thinking about those vacation days. New research revealed that Americans spend about 284 days of their life dreaming about being on vacation, and we spend more than that's a lot of time. Then we spend more than 113 hours every year thinking about being on a beach somewhere. And your vacation pics on social media, people don't like those. They do not. Stop
the
putting
hate.
Those up. Yes, yes, yes. They make people jealous. They bring out
that
the hate.
One and them pictures of that food. That uh-huh. right there.
The study found that every day the average person sees vacation pictures on social media that makes them mad, okay? That's probably why 30%.
Those are haters, Shirley.
Yeah, I know.
They're haters. Uh-huh. Nobody cares.
That's probably why 36% of Americans admit they put those vacation pics on social media to show people just how great their lives are. Ah. So, Steve, you and your wife Marjorie take wonderful vacations.
Yes.
And we know you guys ball till you fall when you go on vacation. But what we want to know is, how do you vacation on a budget before you got to where you are now? How did you do
it? Well, I just need to know, you know, how much we're talking about. If you tell me what the budget is,
okay.
There are things I can recommend.
Let's do $2,000.
Okay, $2,000.
Yeah.
For a family of
four.
Four, okay.
He ain't finna lead a city. Watch.
Chuck E. Cheese. And,
he ain't finna lead a city.
That's $500 apiece.
Yeah.
Well, we ain't going nowhere.
Why do you sound like that?
Okay, all right, here we go. Let me change my answer.
Yeah.
We're going to have to drive somewhere. We have to make the gas budget be the... How much... Okay, let me ask you. How much it costs to fill up an average tank right now?
60
okay.
to $60.
So
really?
we need to stay one gas tank going and one gas tank coming. We talking about $120 out the budget.
Okay, there we go.
You know, man, we got to stay within one tank. So we're talking about, it's got to be within 300 miles.
You gotta
now,
okay.
If we're going to stay overnight, we got to get in economically feasible accommodation.
Okay. A decent hotel.
These are stuff like Comfort Inn Suites. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Now, reason you, I would recommend Comfort Inn because they had a free breakfast.
Okay.
See, that saved money.
Yeah.
Now, you know, and they got free Wi-Fi. So you got to take this consideration. And if you stay at Comfort Inn, you get points. I'm just working with this $2,000. So everybody's room is $50 a night. Would you say that's fair? 60. So you need just
kids.
Two rooms.
One for the kids.
You and
one
the wife
for the
and one for the kids mm-hmm. with a connector door and leave a damn door.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
it.
So they don't burn that damn hotel down.
Right.
And then you got other issues. So we got two rooms at, let's say, $70, $5 a night. That's $150. Two nights, we looking at $300 in rooms.
How many nights? We gonna do two nights only?
Well, I'm trying to get it together first. We gotta stay somewhere. We're gonna do $350 for rooms, and we got $120 on gas. We about $550, $450, something like that.
Looking tight.
All right, now we got, let's just say we got $1,500 left.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's a nice amount of money. Yeah.
Did we eat yet?
Yeah, we
ain't had a damn thing.
We should make some sandwiches before we
yeah,
leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Pack a cooler full of sandwiches.
Because mm-hmm. you're driving. That's
but
okay.
Make sandwiches that stick, peanut butter and jelly. Ain't finna be no whole lot of ham now.
Right, okay.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Pimento spread sandwiches.
It got to stick with you.
Nobody give a damn what you don't want. This all we got.
You want a vacation or you want to eat? You want to eat?
Pork skins and water. You got to get something in you that swell. Poke skins and water. I'm familiar with all this. This is what we do.
We got high blood pressure by the time we
eat that bag of them pork skins and drink a bottle of water. You ain't even gonna know you're hungry.
That baby mouth is flaming.
That
Damn that, but at least they quit crying about hunger. All right, now we got us a little something to eat.
Pimento spread and pork skin.
Them kids are stopped up.
There's a hospital on the way.
Come on with your vacation.
We got to have some kind of activities now. Yeah.
We're going to Six Flags with a day pass for everybody.
Okay.
Or we going to the zoo where you can really entertain kids and keep it on the budget. Or we going to a state park.
Okay.
Nice.
Pull up at it where we can barbecue out there and just let the kids run till they drop in an open field. And you got to put your grill, what you only going to stay there and watch, way on the other side, away from the car. Then you run your kids to the car to get stuff. That helps zap the energy out of their ass.
Oh, okay.
And it give them something to do. You can see the car from your barbecue grill, but it's way across the field. Send their ass back and forth across that field about six trips. And every time you send them, say, hair up.
You wrong for this, man.
Oh, dog, I know how to work this.
Hey, man.
Wrong for this.
I love it. I did all of this.
You think you having fun because you running in that field.
Balling
but that
budget.
Third trip back, they ass is walking. I said, hair up. Show ass walking, folks. I'm going to burn this meat. Put some responsibility on there.
All right, Steve, we got to go. Thank you, though. Listen, coming up next, it is T. Miles, the nephew Tommy, with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, in entertainment news, some celebrities who work with Fox Entertainment are disgusted with Fox News. But first, the nephew is here with Run That Prank Back. What you got, Neff?
FPC.
Caught
you, didn't
I? You did.
FPC. Funeral Picture Company. Everybody need one. It's right there on the obituary.
Okay, what's the title again?
FPC. Funeral Picture Company. Get your picture. Get your picture now. Pick out the one you want. You understand? You know.
Now.
So many people.
While you're alive, Carla.
Yeah, get your picture. Don't
nobody choose.
Is that the logic?
Yeah.
That's it. Run that prank.
Logic.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach a Darwin. Darwin.
This is he.
Hey, Darwin. How you doing? This is Frank with FPC. We're trying to come down and see about making an appointment with you within the next week, if that's possible.
Appointment for what there?
We're supposed to come by. I'm with FPC. We wanted to... We have
FPC,
you on file.
What is that? What is FPC?
Sir, your name was left with us, and you're on our file to actually come out and make an appointment with you, so we can get your picture taken.
You must have the wrong number. I'm not signed up to take no picture or anything, sir.
Okay, well you're Darwin, correct?
Yes, I am Darwin, and you called Darwin. And that's who you called, but anything about a picture, what's up with a picture?
We've got you on our schedule here, FPC. We have you on our schedule for us to come out to your home and take your picture.
Okay, FPC, which company is that? What type of picture would I be taking? I'm not taking no picture, but what is FPC?
Okay, you don't know anything about a photo being taken of you? Needing to be taken?
No.
Okay. Sir, FPC is... This is a funeral picture company.
Who?
Funeral picture company. And what we do is we come out and take your picture, and we actually keep it on file. That way, when you do pass away, we have your picture for your program, and we have a nice picture for you.
Oh, man. Look, I'm not dead right now. You're not taking no picture of me. Who is this again?
My name is Frank. Frank.
Oh, okay, Frank. You mean to tell me y'all taking pictures of people before they die just so you could have their picture on file?
So we keep it on file, and then you have a good picture on your program, and that's what we do.
Like some I ain't signed up for nothing like that. Who the hell signed me up for some like that?
I'm not quite sure, but we're trying to schedule where we can come out beginning of next week so we can get your picture taken.
Next week, week after, you get picture when I'm dead. You're not taking no picture of me before I die. That don't sound right.
Sir, don't you want to have a good picture on your program?
Sir, you're not taking no picture of me for no funeral arrangements that I'm not dead yet. I don't understand that. What the hell is this about? Nobody, who signed me up for it then? Tell me that much.
Sir, I don't have the actual person listed here on who signed you up, but I do have the number, and you are Darwin, Mr. Darwin. So
I didn't sign up for it, and I'm not taking no picture. You guys run around taking pictures of people before they die just to have a good picture on file? That sounds like some man. I ain't never heard of no like that, sir.
Okay, sir, are you, I mean, we have your address here. Are you available?
No, I'm not available. I'm not available at all to take no picture for a funeral. That I'm not even dead yet. I don't get that. That sounds like a bunch of who the hell gave you my number? That's what I want to know.
Sir, I'm not quite sure, but one thing we have to do is we have to follow through with our job. So what we're going to have to do is I have to come out there and take a picture.
I don't want to
create a problem, but I have to get a picture of you by next week.
Oh, it's going to be a problem because you're not getting no picture of me for no funeral arrangement.
Mr. Darwin, I have to come by your house at least by Friday at around 12 noon. I'll come by and get a picture.
Friday? You ain't coming by my goddamn house no Friday. You gonna lie. I be come over here to try to get my picture. I got plenty of goddamn pictures in my house to put on the motherfucking funeral program. I'm not taking no picture. That means I'm claiming to be dead. I'm not dead. That's some old bad luck got there. I don't know who the you work for, Frank, but you got that.
Sir, I work for FPC, sir. I work for FPC.
FCC, my you ain't not taking no picture of me. Don't come over here Friday talking about no goddamn pistol.
Okay,
you better
but
bring your goddamn pistol, and I hope they got your goddamn picture on file. But that's a stupid goddamn company you work for. I ain't never heard of nobody taking no picture before they die. I got millions of pictures in here for that program. And when I'm gone, what the I care about what a picture look like or who had my goddamn funeral. This will make me you tell whoever the you work for, they need to go find another occupation. That don't make no goddamn sense. You're not coming over here Friday, buddy. You come over here if you want to.
Okay, Mr. Darwin.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Glenda?
That's my wife. What the you about to say now?
All I want to do is say this, man. I just want to say Glenda the one that got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, huh?
I'll be a oh, boy, y'all done lost your head. My ass, I ain't never heard of no business like this. Some FPC funeral picture taking. Well, man, I said my New Year's resolution, I was going to cut back on drinking, but you got me over here about to tip a bottle right now. Boy, Nephew, you crazy. Oh, you crazy, man. Hey, come over here today about 4 and get a picture of Glenda. You come take a picture. Y'all got me, baby. You got me, baby.
I got you, man.
Oh,
hey,
man, I ain't never heard of no company like that.
Hey, your wife put me up to it, man. I tell you what, you tune in tomorrow morning, man. You're going to catch yourself on national radio.
I'm going to tell everybody. Boy, they had me hot over here. I'm going to, don't tell Glenda, but I'm going to have me a drink anyway. I was looking for an excuse to drink. That right there, a funeral picture taken to put on file. Boy, y'all done lost a half a mind y'all had with that and that, buddy.
Hey, man, I got to ask you something, man. Darwin, tell me this here, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Wake Up Show, buddy.
You know, you got to get your picture. Matter of fact,
Lord. Okay.
You know, when we get
on
off the air today, I'm going to take a picture of all of y'all.
I want mine.
Okay, yeah.
And then, what? And do what with it?
Well, just save them.
Uh-uh.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
And here's the funeral picture that, you know, you pose for.
You gonna take mine?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put a gown on like I'm in the hospital with the back out. Take that picture and use that.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
All right, nephew.
Oh,
thank you.
I'm not taking that one.
Thank you so much. Carla, you said you have baby fever. We talked about that yesterday when you got back from your Bahamas vacation.
I want another baby.
Okay. Well, you're going to love this story. Congratulations to 43-year-old.
I ain't saying nothing. Hold on 1 second. I ain't saying nothing, Carla.
Uh-huh.
But you crazy.
But you are, though, even with saying that.
I do. Now, my husband told me we can get another dog, get a puppy or something like that. But I do. I got baby fever. But go ahead.
Well, 43-year-old, Eva Longoria, yes. She just gave birth to her first child. So congratulations to her. It was mm-hmm. a baby boy. She and her husband announced their good news on Spanish language social media. Their son is Santiago Enrique Baston. He weighed almost 7 pounds. Eva wrote, "We are so grateful for this blessing." And upcoming celebrity baby watch, of course, is Cardi B coming up next. She is due real soon. I think next month or something.
Baby move.
Yeah. So coming up at the top of the hour, some celebrities who work with Fox Entertainment are disgusted with Fox News. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, guys, celebrities who work with Fox Entertainment are voicing their disgust at working under the same umbrella as Fox News. Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane, it's business like this that makes me embarrassed to work for this company. That's what he said. Also, Steve Levitin, creator of Modern Family, tweeted, "Let me officially join Seth MacFarlane in saying I'm disgusted to work at a company that has anything whatsoever to do with Fox News. This bull blank is the opposite of what Modern Family stands for." I knew you'd like that, Steve.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite of what Modern Family stands for. He later said he would leave 21st Century Fox after his show ends. Also, Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, was a guest on Fox News Tuesday afternoon, along with Zach Pincanis, a former senior DNC advisor. The two got into a very heated argument after Lewandowski dropped the womp-womp bomb about the disabled immigrant child being separated from her mom and sent to a detention facility. Take a listen to this.
I mean, look, I read today about a 10-year-old girl with Down syndrome who was taken from her mother and put in a cage. Read about to a 10-year-old with Down syndrome
what
being
I
taken
said
from
is
her
you
mother?
Can pick anything
How
you
dare
want
you?
Up, but the bottom line
How
is very
dare
clear.
You?
When you cross
How absolutely
the border
dare you,
illegally,
sir?
You
How
have
dare
given
you?
Up the
we
rights
have infants
of this
that are being taken from
Look,
their
we
mothers.
We are a country with
we have
borders.
Infants
we are a country
that are being stolen from
and
their
when
mothers
you
and put into
to
cages.
Cross this country illegally, your parents
and
understand
this. Is this just
they understand something
nobody can hear when you botox.
So when you cross the border
how
illegally,
dare you, sir,
when
how
you commit
dare
a crime, you are taken away from
she
your family.
She has Down syndrome
that
she was taken from her mother.
All right, Zach.
You go to any country in the world.
Wow.
That's pretty low, man. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty low.
That's ignorant on so many levels.
Yeah, it is. Man.
You know, if a comedian did that,
boy,
dog,
out of business,
you're done.
Dog, Kathy Griffin is out of work right now because she had a chopped off version of Donald Trump's head. Mm-hmm. Now, was
with
it out of line?
Of
course it was. Mm-hmm. Of course it was. But she out of work. But hold up, man, you're a politician.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to run his campaign. Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah. He said, "Wait a minute, sir. Are you wah, a child with Down syndrome? How dare?" And he was
there.
Yeah, he was irate.
See, that's political anger. How dare you, sir? See, that ain't hood anger. Hood anger come with something. See, I want to. You know what, man? I'm gonna say something right now. I thank God. I really do, man. I really do thank God. And this is not a joke. I thank God for raising me the way I was raised. Mm-hmm. I thank God that I can recognize levels. Hood anger ain't always best, but it's damn sure helpful at times.
Yeah.
Because it could have easily been MF what?
No, it could have been ass whooping, actually.
Wait a minute, hold on, man.
On TV.
Yeah, what the F you say?
Yeah.
Dog, I mean, seriously, because you're sitting there trying to work it out in his head, but you're going, "Wait a minute, man.
that's
the hell did you just say?
We broke the rules."
Yeah, he did.
Dog, wait a minute, hold on, man. The F wrong with you. See, all that would have been in order.
Yeah. Under the circumstances, for sure.
Yeah, that's why these celebrities are outraged at Fox News.
But how could you be, you're right. And how could you be so cold and heartless? How?
Let me ask you.
These kids are separated from their folks, from their parents.
If you come over here illegally and you cross the wall, you lose all your rights. What?
Yeah. All right. It's time to get caught up on more of today's national news. Steve, please introduce Miss Ann.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, Steve, Shirley, everybody out there. This is Antrip with the news, and good morning. Well, we'll see if he changes his mind again. But as of yesterday afternoon, President Trump has rescinded his administration's policy of separating illegal adult immigrants from their children. And he did it by executive order, the very thing he claimed for weeks that he didn't have the power to do.
Anybody with a heart would feel very strongly about it. We don't like to see families separated. At the same time, we don't want people coming into our country illegally. This takes care of the problem.
However, Trump also makes it clear that his zero tolerance of pursuing those coming into the U.S. illegally is going to continue, except that now he says families will be detained together. Trump's family separation policy had drawn not only bipartisan criticism in this country, but also international condemnation. Even he got condemnation from members of his conservative Christian base. Also, several airlines, United, Frontier, and American, had asked the White House not to use their planes to transport any separated migrant children. In fact, American Airlines issued a statement yesterday saying it did not wish to profit from the separation of families. State attorneys generals in New York and Massachusetts say they're suing the Trump administration over a plan to expand a form of health insurance that critics say has been rife with corruption. The Trump Labor Department issued a rule this week opening health insurance markets to association health plans. Those allow businesses to band together for workers' insurance. However, critics say that millions of people could eventually shift to these and these plans instead of the Affordable Care Act, and most would receive less coverage and have fewer safeguards when medical costs are not reimbursed. This suit comes as Trump continues to chip away, of course, at Obamacare. Looks like the rate of teenagers who are sexually active is on the way down. According to the latest youth risk behavior survey from the Centers for Disease Control, high schoolers were having sex at declining rates last year and using condoms less also. As for drug use, the data shows that over the last 10 years, use of illicit drugs like cocaine and heroin is down considerably by the young, while 14% of high schoolers admit misusing prescription opioids. We know that's a big problem in this country. By the way, an elementary school in Richmond, Virginia, has changed its name to Barack Obama Elementary. That was a 6-1 vote. The school board deciding to rename the school since up till now. It's been named after a Confederate general, J.E.B. Stuart. Richmond was the capital, you may remember, of the Confederacy during the Civil War. And finally, it's here.
It's summertime.
Back with more entertainment, today's trending topics. 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, in sports news, here's a running race story just for you. Former NFL star Terrell Owens.
The race stories? Go ahead.
Terrell Owens, may have last played in an NFL game back in 2010, but he's 44 years old. He appears to be faster now than he was when he was drafted back in 1996.
That's a gladiator.
Wow. Did you see him run a blazing 4.3 in the 40-yard dash? Did you see him?
How old is Terrell?
Come on, Steve.
He's 44.
Trudy, yeah. Said it. You're talking 44. To the wrong person. Ask me. Oh, okay. He's never ran a 4.3. Go ahead.
No, hold up. Hold up. Ask me the question again.
Did you see Terrell when he ran a 4.3 in the 40-yard dash? Did you see that?
Terrell just ran a 4.3?
Yeah.
44 years old. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, and he's 44, Steve.
Oh, dog, he got a motor on him.
Yeah.
Now, but what'd you ask Tommy for?
Well, I said,
I don't know why I'm in that.
The history of our show, Tommy was the runner, is the runner. That's why.
Key word was, Tommy's been dethroned. The runner on this show's name is Keir Spates, a.k.a. Junior.
Junior
still ain't no damn runner to me, but go ahead.
Well, dog, I tell you what, I know what a 4.3 feel like better than you do. That's all I'm saying. Why are we talking to you?
Well, do I hear a rematch?
Runner.
Okay.
You ain't ran no 4.3.
Ooh.
You.
Dog.
Well, we know who
man.
Ain't.
Man.
All right. Terrell
ran a 4.3.
Yeah. His official time in the 40 at the NFL Combine 22 years ago was 4.65. Is that how you say that, Steve? 4.65? Earlier this month, before he announced that he wouldn't be attending the NFL Hall of Fame ceremony, even though he is a member of the 2018 class.
Which is a mistake.
Yeah. Why isn't he going to? I was wondering about this. Why
well,
isn't
he should
he's
go,
trying
man.
To try
it's...
out for a team, I think.
Oh yeah, because he's trying to try out for the 49ers. That's what it is.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, but, so that's okay.
Okay, cool. Because yeah. You got to take care of business at hand. You still going to get inducted. But it's one of the greatest honors of a football player's entire career.
Yeah.
4-3 at 44. He moving. You hear me?
Man. He ran a 4-3 at 44?
Yeah, he's 4. Yes.
And you know what, Steve? It seems like you guys at the story, I was watching the video. It seems like they had two people timing him. Julio Jones from the Atlanta Falcons timed him at 4.3. And then someone else timed him at 4.4. So
that's still,
you know,
moving.
Could, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Still
yeah.
moving.
For a wide receiver, 4.3.
44 years old.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
If you got a running back running a 4.3, you got anybody running 4.3s, they real excited.
So then the 49ers, he has a chance of playing again then is what you're saying. Perhaps.
Who don't want a 4-3 on the team?
Exactly.
You got to have a good attitude, man.
All right, coming up next in about 10 minutes at 34 After, we're going to do another version of Ask Steve, okay? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, the crew is going to ask you some random questions again. You know how we do it, and you love this section. It's segment. It's called Time to Ask Steve. Okay, you ready?
All right, here I am.
All right, here's the first question. What is absolutely hilarious as long as it's not happening to you? That's what I want to know.
Anybody falling down steps. People are falling down steps. Boy, they look surprised. And they be trying to stop the fall. But every time they get ready to stop something, they already flipping, so that's gone. So it's just a series of attempted stops that never work till you get to the bottom of them damn steps.
Never know that's what's funny. Gonna come out of your mouth. I know.
Yeah, falling down. Other people falling down okay. steps. Before.
Come on, nephew, you got one.
What's the most unethical thing you ever been asked to do by a coworker?
Oh, good one.
Oh, hell.
Can you say?
Yeah.
Is it
careful? Careful.
And the sad thing is, they always came to me with these ideas. Because even if I didn't do it, I always gave them a better way to do it. So the most unethical thing was this dude at Ford Motor Company, who I can't say his name because he's still living. We were making engines in the engine plant number 2 at Brook Park. This dude had come up with an idea where he was going to forklift a finished motor. We was making 405s, 450s.
Yeah.
He was going to forklift 2 engines at a time to the back door. He wanted me to drive my forklift around, pick it up, and put it on back of this flatbed bed, but it wasn't a Ford flatbed. He had rented a flatbed. He was going to load them up, and then he was going to take them back and sell them.
Oh, he getting the motor.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, so he was taking motors out the back door free.
Dang.
Yeah.
Whole brand new motors just made. I said, dog, you can't do that. Well, why not? I said, because, bro, somebody going to see you.
Mm-hmm.
How? I said, first of all, with their eyes. I don't know how you ain't thought this one through a little bit better. I said, bro, secondly, the whole parking lot got cameras on it. But yeah, if they don't know where the truck come from. But dog, somebody got to drive the truck off. They got cameras back here. Bro, that's why we gonna wear hoods. See, stop saying we. Because I'm telling you, man, this ain't gonna work, dog.
And I'm not doing it.
Oh, man, so you gonna punk out on me just like that? I said, dog, you just came to me with this. This ain't a good idea, man.
Mm.
Bro, I begged that brother. I said, man, look, you're not going to be able to get away with this.
Mm.
What happened?
He got them trucks up on there and drove them damn engines right off.
Did he get caught ever?
2 weeks later, they let him load it up again.
Oh, he went back and tried it again.
Oh, yeah. They had just had that. One of the cameras had malfunctioned. 2 weeks later, he said, I told you, love. 2 weeks later, he loaded that truck up. He got to the gate. It was 8 police cars.
Woo! Yeah, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's a good one. Come on, Junior.
God,
all right. Well, look here. What is something that you absolutely care nothing about at all? Just you don't even care. this at all.
Yeah.
I love
probably
this
skydiving.
Yeah. That's up there.
That's so damn close to the top of the list. Oh, I'm talking about at all, not even remotely.
Right.
It don't look like now a moment of that would be enjoyable for me.
Carla, you have a quick one. I know you do.
Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. What do you miss the most about your younger self?
Oh, good question.
The lack of responsibility.
Yes, sir.
I didn't have no damn kids. I didn't have no damn ex-wife. I didn't have no credit. I didn't have a damn car.
Oh, to be a kid again, right?
Oh, wasn't nobody looking for me. All I had to do was hustle them pop balls and turn them in down at Moore's Delicatessen, 2 cents a piece.
Wow.
Give me a Hostess Cherry Pie and a RC Cola. I was all right, man. Every now and then I go to Daring's and buy me a chicken dinner for $1.05. I didn't even know who Uncle Sam was.
Up next, it is the nephew. He has a prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, my husband's ex is so disrespectful. But right now, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call.
You ready?
What you got, King of Pranks?
Wet robe.
Oh, Lord.
Wet robe.
You said it, but we all got wet.
Hey. Wet robe. Hey, I did it right there.
He spit.
Sure did.
Right there.
I ain't.
Do it again. Take your time.
No. Run that back, what I just said. Can they run that back?
No.
We don't have it recorded. Let's go. What'd you say?
Wet robe.
Whoa.
There you go.
Showers, anyone?
Run the prank.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Miss Sister Tanya. Sister Tanya.
Uh-huh. Who's she? Who's this?
Hi, Sister Tanya. This is Brian. I'm representing the youth, and of course, we're already having the fundraiser on Saturday. And I would like to know, are you going to be available to come out on Saturday? Because we got pretty much most of the choir. You're in the choir, correct?
Yeah. I never heard of anything on Saturday, though.
Well, we got most of the choir members coming out on Saturday. And we'd like to know if you're going to be available on Saturday to come out and participate in the fundraiser for the children that's going on their vacation next year.
Oh, you said all the other choir members? I never heard anything from the other.
Yeah, all of the choir members. We probably have about 95% of the choir members coming out.
Yeah, I'm free on Saturday.
Okay, now we're doing from 5 to 7 on Saturday. So are you available 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.? It's only 2 hours.
Yeah, what'd you say your name was?
Brian, I'm sorry. They call me Brian. Brian, they call me B.A., I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Did I meet you at the church?
I just joined about 3 weeks ago, and they've already given me an assignment. So I majored in marketing in school. So they're trying to get me to take care of the children and their vacation that's coming up. So we put together some things, a great fundraiser. And, you know, the choir members have been very receptive. You're the last one for me to call, and I wanted to make sure you were on board with us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just never heard about this, so. But.
Right. Now, are you able to bring your choir robe on Saturday?
Yeah, we singing a song. What song did you need us to sing? Did you tell the pastor about this?
No. You guys are not actually going to be singing a song. What it is that we're having a... and I'm so glad that you're ready to participate in what we're doing. So I want to, first of all, say thank you. First and foremost, I want to say thank you, okay?
All right. So what is
all
it
right.
that we
and
robes
all of the choir
for?
Members, I'm sorry?
What is it that we need the robes for? I can bring my robe.
The robes. What's going to happen is you guys aren't singing a song, but we're having a wet robe contest.
A what now?
A wet robe contest.
You talking about like a wet T-shirt contest type of thing?
Well, it's not a T-shirt. It's a robe. So you don't have a T-shirt on. What we need you to do is we need
you to... No. Not in the church.
You talking about
the whole choir said they're going to do a wet robe contest? You said a wet robe contest?
I heard of a wet T-shirt contest. That's not the same thing, though, right?
Well, no, it's a little bit different. What it is, you don't have a T-shirt on. You actually have your choir robe on. and you don't have anything all, underneath it. You don't wear any clothes underneath it. What we do is we're going to wet all of the ladies down. And the sexiest one that's wet with their robe on is going to win $500. And half of the money is going to go to the children's vacation. Hello?
You talking about a wet T-shirt contest in the church?
No, I'm talking about a wet robe contest at the church.
Oh, no, I'm not finna get in there and be naked under a robe.
It's gonna be out. You talking about being naked under a robe? We need you to be completely naked under your robe.
We're
gonna wet everybody down with a water hose, and the finest one is going to be able to win $500, and $250 of that, half of that money is gonna go to the children's vacation.
Hold on. What did you say your name was again?
My name is Brian.
Brian, how long you been a member of this church? Because I don't ever remember meeting you.
Okay, I've been a member for about 3 weeks now. Like I said, since I majored in marketing, they actually threw me into.
And no way! After 3 weeks, that they gonna put you in charge of something.
I don't understand why there's a problem with you trying to pitch in and help out the
children. Because I don't even know who you are calling me. I don't know who gave you my number.
They're trying to accomplish something, and you don't want to help the kids.
I want to help the kids, but I'm not going to get up there in no choir robe. I'm doing my best right now not to cuss you out because I'm a woman of God.
So you too good to be naked under your robe. Is that what you're saying? You too good to be naked?
Look, I don't have to explain myself, but I'm not going to be naked up in no church.
Okay, so you can't do the naked robe content. You can't do that for the kids.
I know you're not about to tell me what I can and cannot do for no kids. Now, I don't know who gave you my number, but I think you need to figure out who else to call for this, because I'm not going to be a part of this.
We called all the other choir members, and they don't have a problem with it. You're the only one that's got a problem.
What are their names? What other choir members did you call? We called Sister Bridget
in the choir. Sister Bridget didn't have a problem with it.
Ain't no Sister Bridget in the choir.
Okay, how about Sister Rachel? Sister Rachel in the choir was fine with it.
Ain't no Sister Rachel. Sister Rachel wouldn't be getting naked.
Okay. Let me ask you this something.
Look, I don't know who you think you're talking to, but I think you need to get off the phone.
Do you know Sister DeVita in the choir? Hello?
Yes.
Do you know Sister DeVita in the choir?
Yes, I know Sister DeVita.
Okay, so if Sister DeVita said that Sister Bridget and Sister Rachel didn't have a problem doing it, why do you have a problem doing it?
I'm not about to be naked in a church for kids.
You're not getting naked in the church. You're going to be in the back part of the church, and we're going to spray you down with a water hose on your robe.
I'm not going to be up there. This is disgusting.
Well, Tommy said you would do it. Tommy said you didn't have no problem doing it.
Who the hell is Tommy? We don't even have a Tommy at the church. You keep making up all these names.
Tommy is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's who Tommy is. Hello?
Yes.
This is Tommy, baby. This is Nephew Tommy. How you doing?
Oh, my God. That's not real.
It's not real, baby. That nobody was calling you about doing a wet robe cut. You all right?
Woo! I was finna go off on you.
You was already going off on me. DeVita got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get her. I was holding my tongue.
What you saying? You was about to cuss?
I was about to cuss you out, right out.
Hey, baby, I got to ask you. You got to tell me, what's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the lane?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Surly Carla?
What? Yes.
Can I get y'all in some wet robes?
No. Stupid. All right, Nephew, thank you.
Hold on. I got to put my party
out
there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, this Nephew throwing a party. This is big for me. This is for my lady. This is for my wife, right? This Nephew Tommy along with blazers and bow ties. A night in the city. It's a party celebrating women. This is during the AKA Boule. This is 4th of July weekend, Saturday, July 7th, Houston, Texas. Health Museum, 1515 Herman Boulevard. I got the buffet for you. I got the band for you. I got everything. I got the DJ for you, and I got an open bar for you. So get your tickets at Eventbrite.com.
So Tommy, if I come down there, I got open bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can drink all I want?
Drink and eat all you want, Unc.
How much is the ticket?
$40, Unc.
And an open bar with $40?
Come on, Unc. Come on.
Ooh, that sound good. Yeah. I don't even drink.
Is he going to make any money, though?
I'll make a little bit.
Coming up next, it's today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, my husband's ex is so disrespectful. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on sex, on parenting, on work, and more, whatever you need, we're here for you. Submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? Mm-hmm. That's what you do. Yeah. Right, Steve? Tell them.
Yeah, and if you don't want to, then you don't have to.
Thanks for those words of encouragement.
I just try to be there for you.
Yeah, you are. I love that. Just like we're here for them. We could be reading your letter live.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Subject, my husband's ex is so disrespectful. Ooh. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together for 13 years, and we've been married for 5 years. Before we got married, we broke up for about a year, and during that time, we dated other people. We got back together in 2010, and we swore that we cut ties with anyone from our past. I moved in with him, and we got married. Not long after our wedding, I found out that my husband was still communicating with an ex-girlfriend. This woman had the nerve to call our house and ask for him. I had words with her, and she ended up hanging up on me. It's been many years since that happened, but I figured my husband was still talking to her occasionally. I saw some interaction with them on social media, so I decided to call her and let her know that she needs to stop talking to my husband. She said that my husband was a good friend to her, but she would stop communicating with him if it would make me feel better. She also said that if I want my marriage to work, I need to stay out of my husband's business. I was hot. Then she told me that she hoped I found a new job since I had just been laid off. Wow. Needless to say, I cursed her out and then hung up on her. Apparently, my husband tells this woman all of our business. I could not wait for him to get home so I could curse him out too. But get this, he came home and he was furious with me. She had called him and told him everything. My husband told me not to ever call her again, and he said that I cannot control who he's friends with. I was dumbfounded. Is he crazy? Shirley, I just have one question for you. Is my marriage over? Well, I'll say this. No, it's not over until it's over. But it is on life support right now. It definitely is. Your marriage is in a whole lot of trouble because your husband has decided to bring another woman into the sanctity of your marriage, okay? This is why it's a problem a lot of times to have friends of the opposite sex when you're married, because lines are crossed. There are no boundaries sometimes. Listen, your husband is wrong. He is wrong for telling her your business. He shouldn't have done that. That should have been between husband and wife. And by the way she's acting, he's probably doing more than just talking to her, if you get what I mean, okay? She's bold, she's empowered, she's disrespectful to you. She's disrespectful to the marriage. Your husband is on her side. He's choosing sides here because he's mad at you. His wife, for calling her, I think he's putting her before you, and you know you're not supposed to do that. So is it over? It's hanging on by a thread. I don't know what you can do necessarily to get it back as long as this other woman is in the picture. Steve?
Oh, it's too much to say in this letter. This is just too much. First of all, you all broke up, been dating 13 years. And you broke up, you've been married for 5, but you broke up a year and a half during that time and y'all dated some other people. Y'all got back together and y'all swore to cut ties with any exes. Then you find out that your husband's still communicating with his ex-girlfriend. This woman had the nerve to call y'all's house and ask for him. God, dog.
We love that.
I don't know what he was doing when he got that call from you that said, Belinda on the phone.
Ooh, ooh. Not Belinda.
That she sound like some Belinda. This a Belinda that'll do this here.
Always trouble Belindas, huh?
Belinda always. Found out my husband still communicating with his ex-girlfriend. She ended up at her house. I had words with him, and then she hung up on you. Been a whole lot of years since that happened, but then you got to thinking that your husband was still talking with her occasionally. And then you saw some interaction between them on social media. So I decided to call her. You call her to let her know she need to stop talking to your husband. First of all, that ain't the first call you should have made. She didn't walk down the aisle with you. She ain't said no vows to you. She made no vows to you. She ain't promised to cleave all others and hang only unto you. So what you call this woman for? A lot of things you doing is out of order. You shouldn't have called that woman. Your job is your man. If your man was to do what he was supposed to do, you wouldn't have to call her. So that was the first mistake. She said that your husband, then now she telling you stuff about your husband, was a good friend to her, but she would stop communicating with him. It'll make you feel better. You know, good and hell well, this heifer don't care how you feel. So this was, wasn't it? Am I right, Shirley?
You're right, baby. You're right.
So now she tripping. She throwing stuff in there. I'll stop talking to him if it'll make you feel better. But let me tell you something, though, sweetie.
Yeah.
If you want your marriage to work, you need to stay out your husband's business.
The counselor?
What?
Right.
Who are you talking to?
Wait a minute. For what? You need to stay out your husband's business if you want your marriage to work. So now what she doing now is she found to say a series of things to you to show you her level of relationship
exactly.
She got with your husband.
Exactly.
Oh, this was stank what she did. So then she said, you need to stay out your husband's business. Then you was hot. Then when she got you hot, then she said, well, let me heat our ass up for real. Then she told you that she hoped you would find a new job since you just got laid off. You know, heifer, you ain't working. You ain't working. I'm trying to show you how close of friends we are. Because I already know. I hope you find some work since you've been laid off. Because he told me that, too. Needless to say, I cussed her out. Okay, cool. Then hung up on her. Then, now, here the conclusion you done came to. This duh her damn moment you having. Apparently, my husband tells this woman all our business. You think?
Yeah.
I could not wait for him to get home so I could cuss him out, too. But get this. He came home. He was furious with me because she had already called him and told him everything.
Wow.
This girl setting you up, and I'm going to tell you what really happened after this.
We'll be back with Steve's response, part two. Coming up, today's Strawberry Letter is my husband's ex is so disrespectful. We'll be back at 23 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on now. What is it after this?
After this.
Okay, here it is. Let's get on part two of your response.
If I get off his phone. I'm whipping your ass. Yeah, nobody never said after. It's after.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
My husband's ex is so disrespectful. I don't know that it's her that's disrespectful more so it is than it's your husband. You done found out he communicating with his ex-girlfriend. The woman had nerve to call your house and ask for him. You had words with her. She hung up on you. Been a whole lot of years passed since then, but you kind of thought they were still talking, so you went on social media. You found out they've been communicating. So instead of calling your husband, you did what the dumb thing to do was. You called her first. See, once you call the woman first, you give your husband a heads up. You got to go to the source first. So you call her and you let her know she needs to stop talking to your husband. She told me that your husband was a good friend to her. Then she starts stinging your ass. But I stop communicating with him if it'll make you feel better. But before you hang up, though.
That's so
you know,
wrong.
I hope you find a new job since you just got laid off.
That hurt.
That's a stanger right
she
there.
She got her right
That's
there.
A stanger.
Mm-hmm. So hope you find a new job because he just told me that, too. Oh, she's stanging her ass.
Yes, yeah. She is.
Oh,
yeah.
Now she hot. She cussed her out.
Yeah.
Then hung up on her. Then she had the duh her moment, apparently. uh-oh, apparently my husband tells this woman everything. I could not wait for him to get home so I could cuss him out too. But hold up though, Shirley, get this.
Mm-hmm.
He came home. He was furious with me. She had called him and told him everything. This woman is playing you like a drum.
Ooh.
She just beating on you because she know how to float your boat. Mm-hmm. Since you done called her and cussed out, she going to call your husband. Your wife just called me and cussed me out. What? Now, when you couldn't wait on to cuss him out, he come in the house, he mad at you for cussing her out.
His girl.
You don't cuss her out.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
My husband told me don't ever call her again. And then he told her, you can't control who the hell I'm friends with.
Leave my number to her.
Man.
Woo.
I was it's dumbfounded. Over. Is he crazy? The question is, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Because he done told you, you better not call her again. Because I'm protecting her.
He put her before you.
Well, dude, she my friend. You don't call her, and you don't control who I'm friends with.
Mm.
Shirley, I had one. Now, here, this goes straight to Shirley. Shirley, I had one question for you. Is my marriage over? What you asking Shirley for? What you want Shirley to tell you?
You gotta ask.
Hello. You tell me. I ain't saying your marriage is over, but let me tell you what is over. Your days of telling him what to do, them over. Mm-hmm. Your days of honoring your wishes, them over.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
The days of getting what you want from a marriage, that's over.
Yep.
The fact that does he put you in front of everybody else, that's over.
Done.
You know what I'm saying?
Sound like your days talking hello. To her is over.
And then, you know, you can't call her no more. That's over because he told you not to do that no more.
Bet to not.
All we learned in this letter, you need to hear him find your ass a job. That's all we done come away with this damn life.
That you're unemployed.
Yeah. That's the only thing in here that I see that's 100% for sure. That your ass needs to go get a job. Because now you sitting around the house, you got all damn day to worry about this.
Yeah, here. That's why you're calling
she at
people.
Work and they still talking. Mm-hmm. My husband's wow. Ex is disrespectful. I don't think it's the ex. See, your ex can't say none of the stuff to you that she didn't get from him.
Right.
Rule number one, you cannot discuss your private business with your side piece.
Nope. Uh-oh.
Because your side piece now has information to give back to your main thing.
Ding, 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 ding.
And if you don't think they're going to feed it back to them soon as they can, you dead wrong.
That's right. Because she wants to feel, you know, like she's got something on you, you know?
No, she wants your man. You. Yeah, she wants you to know she got something on you.
Right, she may not have your man.
Oh,
she,
you might have a man, but he really won't.
But but she's got him in some ways.
But you ain't gonna be able to keep him though, and you know why? Because you need to stay out of his business.
That's what his side piece said.
Yeah.
He told
and I'll tell you.
You
something else too. If you don't help him find a damn job,
he likes his women working.
Mm-hmm. That's why he called me, because you know I'm working. I'm working.
She laying up at home.
I'm working, and I don't stay off in his business. I let him, as a man, do what he want to do.
Right. I let him come home to you, don't I?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And if he tell me he got to make a showing at the house, I don't trip.
Because I know he's coming back.
The deuce has spoken.
Man.
The deuce.
The deuce.
Now this time.
Tell me, why are you all perked up? You smiling and everything. You love this letter.
They get to talking about the deuce. I can't do nothing but shake my head. Good God Almighty, boy. It's power in the deuce.
No, it ain't.
He's so stupid. I can't believe him. He just came back from his honeymoon vacation or anniversary vacation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You keep on. Ain't going to be too many more.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well.
Yep, so that's it, lady. Is my marriage over? I don't know if the marriage is over, but all the components is showed you.
Yeah, but what we know for sure.
It's on life support. It is.
We know for sure her ass is out of work. That's the one thing for sure we know.
That's sad.
Her takeaway.
And that same woman told us, too.
She's telling everybody your business.
That number two show got a lot of firsthand information.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Yes, she's got power.
Oh, man.
All right,
and
Steve.
She has some information you don't have. You need to stay out of his business. And you thought you were getting laid off. You just, oh, baby, I got you. Mm-mm. You better hear him find some more work.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. Please email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter.
But you ain't got to get no work because he can come over here and eat.
Our social media is steveharveyfm.com, or you can go
I'll
to my girl Shirley.
I'll feed your husband until you get back on your feet.
Coming up in about 10 minutes from the
you know,
talk.
We can work together, baby.
It is our girl, Cheryl Underwood, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Trump signed an executive order yesterday to keep families together in response to outrage over his zero tolerance policy, which separated children, migrant children, and their parents at the U.S. border with Mexico. Steve, bring in our girl from the talk. Woo, I know Cheryl has something to say. Go ahead, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cheryl Underwood.
Steve Harvey. Let me tell you something, what's happening. Steve Harvey Morning Show, everybody that's listening.
Hey, Cheryl.
Good morning. I think morning, the president done caved, baby. Listen.
Come on.
First of all, I'm so proud of our country on this immigration thing. Like I said before, I'm going to say it again. We need to have zero tolerance on the zero tolerance policy. We should not be for this. And don't let them pit brown people against black people. Mm-hmm. Am I right, brothers and
sisters? That's right. That's
amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And when the Republicans stand up with Democrats, with right-thinking people and say, this is wrong. You don't separate people. Stop lying. Talking about this a law. Ain't no law. President Obama didn't do this. Don't try to blame him on this.
And they are.
This is all Jefferson Beauregard Sessions. And what is it? Donald J. Trump. That's both of them. When your own wife go against you, Melania said, this is enough. And you know how she got in here. So I ain't going to say no shade to her because she on our side right now. When five former first ladies say you wrong for this, when the country say you wrong for this, you're wrong. And I'm going to tell you why. Executive order my behind. What you need to do, pass the laws, get immigration straight. And the last thing we need to do, we need to really talk about this as what it is. Racism. Mm. When you talking about who can come where, it's racism. Why? We wasn't the first people here, neither was the Europeans. It was already some people here. They had walked over from Alaska all the way down from Russia. This was other people's house. Matter of fact, ain't none of this nobody's. This all belong to God.
All right. That's what it really is. Deep with it, girl.
See, when the Indians talk, they say the great father put all this down here for our enjoyment. Then a man, and no shade to white people, because I know a lot of white people listen to Steve Harvey, and they got a lot of sense. So I'm just saying this for historical purposes. What happens is they put something down on paper. Then they force you to make your mark upon it to say you agree with something. So you agree that they get to take your land. You did it to the Chinese people. You made laws so they couldn't come here. But really, you was against your own people when you made laws about the Irish people, when you made laws about the Italian people, you made laws about the Jewish people, you made laws about the black people. But all these people gonna come together to help our brown brothers and sisters. So I need us to lawyer up. I need us to get these kids some support. Support and foster care and everything, because this ain't what America's about. You got a statue over there in New York that say, bring us your tired, your hungry, yearning to breathe free. Well, these people is trying to escape the tyranny of their country. They trying to escape the violence of their country. We are not like, if these people were not brown, I bet you they would be passing some kind of law. And then last but not least, don't forget this when it's time to vote in the midterm election. And don't forget this when we decide who we going to put in the White House. Somebody that got some sense and not making it up as they go along. Today, I'm standing with our brown brothers and sisters. And I'm going to say this. The people united can never be defeated. And right now, we stand with the brown brothers and sisters on our southern borders, because all illegal immigrants are not Latin. They not all brown, but they sure getting the blame for everything. I'm out, Steve Harvey, but I'm tired of this mess. I'm about to cuss Carla. Get your dump button wet, because this is wrong right here. This is wrong what they're doing.
Them little children. Cheryl Underwood.
And you don't make no place where you fence people in, and you don't make a place. Look, we're talking about this on Juneteenth week. Juneteenth week. When the trumpet sounded, emancipation was in 1863. But if you lived in Kansas, Texas, or Oklahoma, you didn't hear it tell Juneteenth, that's June 19th, 1865. That means you had 2 more years of free labor.
Yes,
so we know the shenanigans that you do with laws. And we ain't going to stand for it. And we not going to forget this. And we going to be ready. If you don't side with what's right, we will vote your butt right up out of office. Are you with me, brothers and sisters?
I'm with you,
yes, girl.
And listen to me. I had to quote the Osley brothers when they said, "Invite the power."
Oh, yeah.
Ronald Osley said he don't want no bullshit going down. That's right. Yeah. Fight the power, baby. Fight the power. Both of them, Public Enemy and the Osley brothers.
Hey, let me say something.
Say something, Steve.
I was watching CNN, mm-hmm. and they were interviewing Trump voters about this whole policy of separating families. Mm-hmm. You are stunned, man. I am stunned. These are all Trump supporters. And not all of them, but a huge part of them was, you know, I love children too, but it's the law. And we should let our politicians decide that for us. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at people who are so damn stupid. You, because you belong to a certain party doesn't mean you have to agree or stop thinking. Mm-hmm. Damn. That's look, right. man, Hillary Clinton, I voted for her. Mm-hmm. But did she do some ignorant mess? Oh, let me point it out. Mm-hmm. First of all, to go to the place that I was born in McDowell County, West Virginia, who has always been coal counties, mm-hmm. and say, listen, there's going to be a lot of coal miners going to lose jobs. Because we're going to stop tearing up this earth. Okay, hold.
That was the wrong thing.
Say what?
You thought that you could run off making a statement instead of bringing jobs to America. You thought the statement of a lot of coal miners going to lose jobs. Now, even though Trump lied and said he's bringing coal back, which you can't.
That's right.
That sounds a lot more promising than a lot of coal miners going to lose jobs. Mm-hmm. That was a huge mistake.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So at no point do I stop thinking just because I'm a liberal Democrat. Mm-hmm. Right. Because, no, but you can't just be over there listening to this man and agreeing with everything he says.
That's right.
That's damn stupid.
Inhumane.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
If they would, just imagine this. If they came to take your baby,
right.
not where
Steve.
We at.
That's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's
Steve.
Right, mm-hmm. Steve.
But you know, but for one minute, you can't even sit there and put yourself in somebody's position.
That's right.
And why they're coming here is to seek asylum.
That's right.
Yes, because the conditions in their country is horrendous.
They're not packing drugs on them. These ain't drug mules.
They're running from the drug lord.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
That's right.
Yeah, all right, we got
to
get out of here.
We're supposed to be the beacon of freedom.
Yeah. All right, great conversation we're having, guys. We got to take a short break right here. We'll have more of this conversation when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. This conversation was hot right here. When we left you, we were talking about the illegal immigration situation and what President Trump is not doing about it. Cheryl Underwood stayed over so we can finish our conversation about this, Steve.
All of this talk about flooding the borders and coming across, this only applies to people who come from south.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it got nothing to do with everybody come out the east.
Huh.
Because I hate to remind these loving country members, all 100% of your forefathers came here.
Speak.
Without passports.
Speak.
Just on ships from Italy, Poland, Greece.
That's right. Came on over.
France.
That's right.
London. All y'all. Everybody came from somewhere else. African Americans, guess what? And after y'all came here, guess what? We came here.
Free.
We was over here. So now all of a sudden it's just yours.
That's right.
Right. Exactly.
All of a sudden it's just yours.
It's just your place. That's right.
And you determine who come now. But now, because the color of their skin is different.
Right.
Yep.
And they coming from the south.
Yes.
With your hypocritical ass.
That's right.
As if you don't use these people.
The labor. Uh-huh. That's right. Uh-huh. Speak on it, Steve. Uh-huh.
Go to Donald Trump's golf courses, which I have been to. Mm-hmm. And they are some of the best golf courses out there. But I want you to go, just walk up and start trying to have some conversations with who worked there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Steve, what they do is they periodically make laws where they decide no more of you. So when they were using Chinese people to build the railroads and strapping dynamite to them and lower them down on cliffs so they can put these dynamite packs in, then they decided no more of you. When they decide who they don't want any more of, then they change laws as early as Lyndon Baines Johnson, president in the 60s. So what I'm trying to say is, look, we need to be a country that stands up against evil, stand against wrong. Yeah. And what's happening right now, President Trump has unchecked power. People are afraid. Yeah. So if you speak against him, and I'm in the Republican Party, and when you speak against him, so you don't win your election. But what happened this week was that the country unified mm-hmm. and said this was wrong. And when white people stand up and go, I'm not taking this anymore. So I want to applaud the white people that have stood up. And you've got to understand what this is about. This is about politics and playing to your base and playing to the least. This is the least. This is not what this country is about. We are a beacon of freedom. I can't wait. I cannot wait for people to get woke up enough about what this really is about. And that's racism. It's racism and it's bigotry. And and I'm going to say it because I was one of those people that was like, well, you know, people need to come in legally, you know, because I was in the party. And I'm going to say it to my people. I was drinking the Kool-Aid, but I'm not drinking that Kool-Aid no more. I'm going to stand on the side of what is right. And when people of color, especially brown brothers and sisters, need our help, it's to stop this and make sure that our legislature stands up. Elijah Cummings, brother, that's my fraternity brother, Phi Beta Sigma, that brother was speaking from his heart. When Kamala Harris stand up, she is speaking from her heart. And what we got to do as Americans is join together and say this cannot happen because this is not what we are about. This is not what we're about. We're not a totalitarian nation. We're not a nation that say you can't come here. We're not xenophobic. We don't have fear of strangers. We are the greatest nation in the world. And I did not put on a uniform to defend the flag and the Constitution for it to be turned into this.
Yeah, you were in the military. Well, that's right. You fought for this country.
That's right.
And also, also, I'm all for legal border crossings myself.
That's right.
It would make it easier and safer for everybody. But the problem is we don't have a system in place that handles it in a timely fashion.
That's right.
Being free, what most people in this country don't understand is that being free is urgent.
Yes,
that's
it
right.
is.
It's urgent.
Yeah. That's right.
It ain't
right
no
now.
Wait.
Right now.
Dog,
right now.
You know, if you were the one who was in, like Frederick Douglass made an interesting statement about slavery. He said, who amongst you would think that slavery is right for you?
That's right.
So, when you're oppressed, when you're living in stark poverty, you're running from drug cartel.
That's right.
And there is no fence, just some dirt.
That's right.
And I can run this way and escape it. That's who you think ain't coming?
Right.
Now, are there drugs coming across? Yeah. Should we stop that? 100%.
How about you stop using drugs and then they won't have nobody to sell it to? How about that?
Well, Cheryl.
How about that? And then what killed me is now you got an opioid crisis. If you stop being the customer, then they stop having the supply.
Well, see, but now, now we're talking about the legalization of marijuana.
Yeah.
Because, see, now what we found out now is how our government really thinks.
Yes,
but since we can't beat them, let's join them.
That's right.
So now let's find a way to make this legal so we can tax it.
That's right.
It ain't ever, it don't ever get far away from money with this country.
No.
And you can stop thinking that it does.
That's right.
This is not the big moral barometer that we keep laying
speak
on the world
on
that
it.
We are.
Speak
because
on
we're not. We're very much a morally corrupt country.
Speak on it.
Because if you don't think we are, just look at the actions. Here is a country whose president will turn around and if you kneel, skip the fact that you're kneeling for oppression and injustice of people with police brutality in this country. That's not what you're kneeling for. I'm going to turn it into you disrespecting the flag and
that's
our
right,
military.
Right.
That's right.
So now, those people are sons of So, but then a group of haters in Virginia who run over innocent people, who protest Jews, gays, blacks, and all this here, there's fine people on both sides.
Right.
So let me get this straight. You are a son of a if you kneel for the flag, but you a good person if you burn a cross. Somebody help me on
that. Say it. Hey, on that note, Steve.
Somebody help me on this.
We got to take a break. We can
come
back.
When that flag get bigger than that cross, you tell me today you made the decision to make that flag bigger than that cross.
Speak
on. You made that decision your damn
self. Talk, Steve.
And we'll be back right after this.
This is a true story about someone who works here with us at the radio company. This woman worked all year, had already been thinking about how she was going to spend her refund check. But when she filed her taxes, she was told that someone had already filed as her and gotten a refund in her name because her identity had been stolen and she didn't know. You need to protect yourself, and that's why you need LifeLock. No one can prevent all identity theft, cybercrime, or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices that you may not see on your own. Join now, and for the first year, get an additional 10% off the low starting price of $7.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time. Nephew, introducer, let's go. I can't wait.
All right, all right, on, all Carla. Right. We're going to lighten it up a little bit. Here it is, reality update.
Okay, nephew, here we go. Is Kenya Moore coming back to the Real Housewives of Atlanta?
No.
Shirley, what is going on?
What is happening?
Did she resign? Did she? What's
going on? I don't know
on?
If they, I had heard, and I'm, we talked about this, you heard about it too, that they let her go, that she got fired. But
yeah.
But according to her
not
post.
Kenya Moore.
Yeah, Kenya
yeah,
Moore.
Yeah, Kenya Moore. So
of all the housewives, Kenya Moore.
Yeah, so just weeks after it was reported that Kenya Moore would not be returning to the
like
Real
that.
Housewives of Atlanta. She took to Instagram to further confuse us,
yeah.
the fans, on whether she's coming back or not. Now, her post, it could be interpreted either as a final goodbye message or a message about another TV deal. So after posting, yeah, it was too much. After posting video clips of Real Housewives of Atlanta, Kenya dropped these facts in caption, "No one has ever asked me to be a friend to the show. I am the housewife that has had the highest rated episodes the past three seasons, even last year having missed three episodes. Hashtag fact. Love me or hate me, I may not be the fan favorite. My sister at Candy," talking about Candy Burris, mm-hmm. "is well and is deserved. Well deserved is what she's saying. But thank you for being invested in my life and continuing to contribute to the success of Real Housewives of Atlanta and my success and my career on all levels. Don't worry, hashtag Team Twirl. You'll get to see hashtag Baby Twirl and all that I'm experiencing as a new wife and a new mother to be, one way or another."
Yeah, she's
pregnant. She is expecting.
But Carla, doesn't that sound like she's going to be, they asked her to be a friend. You know how they take her, she's not holding the peach anymore. She's just a friend to the housewife.
She just come on every now and then.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
No more peaches for you.
That's not cool.
So it sounds like she kind of got demoted.
Yeah.
And she's not accepting that.
Right. She said a housewife or nothing.
Well, or nothing.
Yeah. If I don't see Kenya Moore, I'm not watching.
Yeah, we're not watching Andy Cohen. How about that?
Okay, so that's the question.
Uh-oh.
So that's the
She'll
question.
Go to Lips.
Yeah, go to Lips
that's
by
That's right,
Carla.
Steve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go
I could give
media.
Less than a.
I love Kenya.
Well, she's just
key
person.
Word, than a.
She's fun to watch. Yeah. She's excited. And she's fine. Oh.
She's fine.
All those girls.
Porsha, Kenya, Candy.
Porsha, Lord.
Yeah, do you see what I'm saying? I don't even know what they're arguing about.
I'd be going.
No, I need all my housewives.
Oh,
I want them all. Yeah.
Push the Candy fine.
Yeah.
Cynthia.
No, man.
She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So,
who the other?
Would you guys, what are you thinking? Go to Lips by Carla and tell me, would you watch if Kenya Moore is not a housewife?
I'm scared of
housewife.
Nene kind of.
Oh, I love Nene. I love Nene. And she's going through it too with her husband, Greg, right now.
I was about to say that. Yeah.
Whoa. What's wrong with Greg?
Nene revealed last week that Greg has been diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah.
And we are praying for Nene and Greg. She posted a photo of her husband at MD Anderson Cancer Hospital here in Houston. People know this hospital. It is the best for fighting cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the best hospitals in the country, in the world. And Nene posted, "We've been so overwhelmed with the outpouring of love, support, and thoughtfulness and prayer." So we're praying for Nene, Greg Leakes, and her family, full recovery.
And Carla,
beat this cancer, Greg.
We on behalf of Steve, we did text Nene and tell her that we were praying for Greg as well, for her and Greg and the family.
Yes.
I'm trying to find her. No, I don't even have her number.
All right. Well, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 33 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, guys, celebrities who work with Fox Entertainment are voicing their disgust at working under the same umbrella as Fox News. Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane, it's business like this that makes me embarrassed to work for this company. That's what he said. Also, Steve Levitin, creator of Modern Family, tweeted, "Let me officially join Seth MacFarlane in saying I'm disgusted to work at a company that has anything whatsoever to do with Fox News. This bull blank is the opposite of what Modern Family stands for." I knew you'd like that, Steve.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite of what Modern Family stands for. He later said he would leave 21st Century Fox after his show ends. Also, Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, was a guest on Fox News Tuesday afternoon, along with Zach Pincanis, a former senior DNC advisor. The two got into a very heated argument after Lewandowski dropped the womp-womp bomb about the disabled immigrant child being separated from her mom and sent to a detention facility. Take a listen to this.
I mean, look, I read today about a 10-year-old girl with Down syndrome who was taken from her mother and put in a cage. Read about did you say want to a 10-year-old with Down syndrome
what
being
I
taken
said
from
is
her
you
mother?
Can pick anything
How
you
dare
want,
you?
Up, but the bottom
How
line is very
dare
clear.
You?
When you cross
How absolutely
the border
dare you,
illegally,
sir?
You
How
have
dare
given
you?
Up the
we
rights
have infants
of this
that are being
country.
Taken from
Look,
their
we
mothers.
Are a country with
we have
borders.
Infants
we have
that are being stolen from
and
their mothers and put into cages.
This country illegally,
and
your parents
and
understand this.
This just
they understand
exempt.
Something
Nobody
very
can hear
clearly.
When you Botox. So
when
wait.
You cross the border
How
illegally,
dare you, sir?
When
How
you commit
dare
a crime, you are taken away from
she
your family.
She has Down syndrome and she was taken from her mother.
All right, Zach.
You go to any country in the world.
Let's get that.
Wow.
That's pretty low, man.
You know what, man?
That's pretty low.
That's ignorant on so many levels.
Yeah, it is.
Man. You know, if a comedian did that,
boy,
dog,
out of business,
oh,
out
you're
of business.
Done. You're done.
Dog, Kathy Griffin is out of work right now because she had a chopped off version of Donald Trump's head. Mm-hmm. Now, was
With
it out of line?
Of
course it was. Mm-hmm. Of course it was. But she out of work. But hold up, man. You're a politician.
Yeah.
Used
to run his campaign. Used to run his campaign. Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah. He said, wait a minute, sir, are you a child with Down syndrome? How dare, and
he was
irate.
See, that's political anger. How dare you, sir? See, that ain't hood anger. Hood anger come with something. See, I'm going to say something right now. I thank God. I really do, man. I really do thank God. And this is not a joke. I thank God for raising me the way I was raised. Mm-hmm. I thank God that I can recognize levels. Hood anger ain't always best, but it's damn sure helpful at times.
Yeah.
Because it could have easily been MF what?
No, it could have been ass whooping. It could have been ass whooping.
Wait, hold on, man.
On TV.
Yeah, what the F you say?
Yeah.
Dog, I mean, seriously, because you're sitting there trying to work it out in his head, but you're going, wait a minute, man.
that's
the
great.
Hell did you just say?
We broke the rules.
Yeah, he did.
Dog,
yeah.
Wait a minute, hold up, man. The F wrong with you. See, all that would have been in order.
Yeah. Under the circumstances, for sure. Yeah. And how could you be so cold and heartless?
How?
These kids are separated from their folks, from their parents.
If you come
babies.
Over here illegally and you cross the wall, you lose all your rights. What?
Yeah. Coming up next, our last break of the day. And you know what that means. Steve Harvey's closing remarks. You don't want to miss him. He's working on them right now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. Last break of the day. What an exciting morning it has been today, Steve. And take us home with some closing remarks, please.
You know, a lot of people graduate this year from high school, from college. I see the kids everywhere going out enjoying their proms and celebrations. I've seen a lot of photos of caps getting thrown in there and robes and parents standing around crying and great moments for young people. I want to say something to you young people. I'm often asked, what would I say to my 18 or 21-year-old self if I knew the things I know now? I get often asked that question. And because my youngest is turning 21 this month, that's all my kids will now be over 21 years old. I think one of the things that I've tried to impress upon them was two things. Follow your dreams and keep your foot on the gas pedal. Follow your dreams and keep your foot on the gas pedal. You know, so many times young people take this opportunity to graduate, to just start on this party run. And I can't really knock that. You know, you should celebrate the fact that you finally out of high school, that you finally out of college. You should have a celebration. But I got news for you. That celebration ought to be brief. That whole summer you talking about doing, a lot of that's going to be wasted valuable time. And it's a funny thing, man. It only takes 30 days to be a form of habit. So if you get into this party mode for the 90 days of summer, you could potentially be developing a habit that you don't need. And so you find yourself not so much taking care of business when September get here because you're still in party mode. I have tried to express upon the young people in my life, keep your foot on the gas pedal. Don't blow your 20s. Your 20s ain't the party time. Your 20s should be part of the grind time. What most people do is what I did. I blew my 20s. I just blew them. Next thing I knew, I was in my 30s, and I spent all of my 30s fixing everything I was supposed to do when I was 20. And I looked up and I was 40. And all of a sudden, I was trying to be in my 40s, everything that I could have been in my 30s. And then I looked up one day and I was 50. And I was finally putting it together. But Lord have mercy, I look back, I said, man, I could have had it together. I could have saved myself a lot of time had I just kept my foot on the gas. Stop looking for ways to BS. Stop looking for ways to chill and relax. Find ways to maximize your time and effort to make them count for something. Because your future, I got news for you, is coming. And everything you do today is going to affect those days that's coming called the future. So what you're doing today is going to affect your tomorrow. You can believe that. So if you ain't got your foot on the gas, it's going to show up tomorrow. I promise you it will. It's just the way it works. And the second thing I tell my young people, follow your dreams. Chase them dreams, man. But here's the good news. God is in the make your dream come true business. And I don't care what age you are. God is in the make your dream come true business. God is in the delivery business. He's in the forgiving business. He's in the get your life together business. He's in the pick you up and dust you off business. He's in the come on, let's go forward business. That's the business he's in. But he can't put you in the business unless you're already in it. You make one step, he'll make two. He will not make all the steps for you. You got to do some of this yourself. You got to try something. God will put his finger on it and bless it, but he got to have something to put his finger on. He just can't send blessings to your house and you sit there just opening up boxes, but you ain't paid for nothing. Boxes don't come to your house unless you make an order. If you want a big box at the house, you got to make an order. It's some things you got to do to get packages to the house. Don't you agree? Well, that's the same thing with a blessing. If you want more blessings to come your way, you got to do more things to get blessed. It's just a real common sense thing. Follow your dreams and don't take your foot off that gas pedal. Quit being what everybody else wants you to be. Your mom and them don't know everything. Begging you to be a lawyer. You know how many lawyers I know out of that profession? Because they got talked into it. And then they find out later on, man, that it don't make them happy, that it don't make their heart beat, that they realize, man, I want to do something that I'm not only gifted at, but I'm passionate about. You better start thinking about that because you only got one time to go around this track here. Follow your dreams because God is in the make your dream come true business. And once you decide what your dream is, don't take your foot off the gas because you'll do like I and so many others have done. I blew all my 20s. All of them. Spent all of my 30s fixing what I had messed up in my 20s. Next thing I knew, I was 40. And all of a sudden, I'm trying to be what I should have already been in my 30s. And then I looked up and I was 50. And I had it together, but I looked back and I went, man, I blew so much time. So those are the two things I would say to young people. If I could say to the 18 and the 21-year-old Steve Harvey, this is what I would say to me. And I'm saying it to you. That's my advice to you. I ain't talking down to you. I'm just telling you the truth. Y'all have a great weekend.
So finish it. You start.
It's my anniversary this weekend too, man.
Oh, happy anniversary, Steve. Yeah. How many years?
Yeah, this 11.
Wow. Wow.
Going strong.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Ain't no signs of it going wrong.
You passed your normal number, huh? What was last?
Huh?
You normally stop at 10 or 9, don't you?
No, I stopped before that.
Oh, okay. Go on with your bad self.
I'm not going to do 11. Pain?
We have to go on that note. Thank you. Drop the mic.
No, I'm not going to do 11 years of pain.
Drop the mic and let's go.
He just talked to graduates and all that. He's a mess.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.